Station. Yeah. Suppose you better start with the game.
So what do I do? Where'd you stick it?
Probably on the start menu would help.
Okay.
And programmed.
Maybe. Sid Meier's Civilization 2. This looks like it could be it. We playing Civ 1 or Civ 2?
2.
Well, that'll be it then.
Yep.
I'm going to do this without being... Oh, can we do it in French? I can be this fluent in the French.
I can talk like this, I just don't understand.
Okay.
And so. No reference to these forces as well.
Hey, you remember, you're not in the office, remember?
We're quite fluent in this.
So, I presume we can go ahead with this, or do we want to...
Start a new game, yeah, that's the best one. Normal size. And then leave it at that. Ooh. So, chieftain, yeah, we don't want to be a deity.
I've always wanted to be a deity. Give me time.
So, competition. So, do you want to have a lot? This is how many civilizations you want to have against you.
Can I have less than three?
No, three is the minimum you can have against you.
Can I have, like, none? Okay.
So,
this is only roving bands.
So, this is again.
So, they can come around and kill me then, can they? The roving bands, right?
Yeah, this number. It's the size, you know.
Restless tribes. I don't think I'll go for a walk. Okay, so we'll just go with okay with that then.
Right. Yeah, again, the easiest one. Standard rules.
Okay.
And females will be the right one for you.
Hilarious.
It can be you want Celts or somewhere over and
there. You go, I'll go with Celts.
Be completely traditional and.
Yeah, does it really matter who this is?
No.
Okay.
So you can choose which type of buildings you want to have.
The Celts. Hello, I'm the Celts.
So,
Bronze Age monolith. This is, they're not exactly too realistic, are they?
Well,
medieval castles, but I want to go with.
So, yeah, the leader of the Celts.
Okay.
So you have basic. Do you know how civilization works?
Well, I have to build a civilization.
Yeah, you have basically a set of. Yeah, I think we'll turn the sound down.
Turn it up, or...
A bit better. So, okay. Yeah, we ignore the city tutorial.
Okay.
Right, so you have basically character piece. You have pieces. These are settler pieces.
Okay.
And what you can do is move them around, and you can build bases. Now, that's actually a good place to start. Now, what you see is, see where the little dots in the middle of some of the squares? It's kind of a 2D map that's got a 3D perspective on it.
Yeah.
So you have a mountain there.
That's a mountain?
Yeah. Now, whenever you build a city, what you can do, the city contains or makes use of the 16 squares about it. Okay, so basically all the squares you can see there, if you created the city where the settler is, then that city would use all those squares, and those squares are used for resources. Different types of square give you different types of resource.
Okay.
So you can see that the fish in the corner, that means you get a lot of food from that one.
Alright, so how do we move this guy around? Is that a mountain or a rock?
That's a mountain.
Holy moly. He's very big, isn't he?
Yeah, this can not scale, unfortunately. So, basically, a city will only ever take one square, but you can move by basically moving your cursor.
Like that?
And then, over the square you want to go to.
Okay.
So,
I'm just gonna look
now you see you've got click end of turn, press enter. I think you can just click on the...
Oh man, that's gammy. Does that mean that then the other competitors get their go? Is that the idea?
Yeah.
I never said it was a good spot.
But that's the advisor saying.
Really?
So to build a new city, you press B.
Think I should do that?
Yeah, well, it doesn't matter really. Make it somewhere.
So yeah. Cardiff. Cardiff. Okay, we call it Cardiff.
So cities allow you to make more settlers and soldiers, etc., etc.
Okay.
And build up resources. So this is the city screen. So you can see the squares around the city that you can affect, that you can use.
Okay.
Basically, and each character, each member of the population in the city takes one of the seats. So you've got the four sets of city resources. The first one is food, and there at the moment you're creating two extra food per turn. Yeah.
Okay. So
second one's trade. Then you've got taxes. You have basically a sort of set and a certain amount of a certain value of sort of scientific progress, and certain of this can be gone to luxuries and goes to tax. Oh, wait, no, it's not that. It's how much of the money you get from the trade.
Okay, so can I build another citizen then or something?
No, well, what you do is you see down where you see the... on the right-hand side at the bottom, below this food storage, you can see there you've got buy and change.
Where?
But on the right-hand side.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, these are the characters you can build. So if you click on change, at the moment you can build settlers. It'll take you 20 turns to go through. You can build warriors 5 turns.
So it's easier to get a soldier than a settler?
Yeah.
Okay.
But basically, so warriors can only do certain things, and settlers
so they
can do others.
Oh, right, yeah,
so a warrior can't make another city, but a settler can make another city. A warrior can attack people, but a settler can't.
Okay, so what do you think I should do now?
Well, I would tend to build a warrior first, at least to give you some, because you get something built quickly.